Hello, everybody, and welcome. How is everybody feeling today? Ow! That is fantastic. My name's Mookie, or Mark, if you prefer. I'm the music director at the brand new 88.5 FM for all of Southern California. One thing that's unique to our radio station is that we have a broadcast hub in Los Angeles on the campus of Cal State Northridge, also Studio V at Westfield Topanga, and another broadcast facility here in Orange County on the campus of Saddleback College. And we're using this brilliant TV studio today, which is fantastic. And we are here with Van William.
Hello.
Hello, hello. So happy to be here. My dad is actually an alum of Cal State Northridge. So I've got
is
some
that
roots.
Right?
It is. Yeah, he grew up in Northridge and went to school there and, yeah, found his way up to Alaska eventually.
I do want to ask you about that, about Alaska, about your travels. But I got to tell you, you got a record coming out on January 19th. It's called Countries. Our first, I guess, my reintroduction to your music came a few months back when someone from the record label came to the radio station and played us some music from some heavy hitters, some established artists. And he said, "Have you heard of Van William?" And I was thinking to myself, "Have I?" you might know him from a project called Waters. And I was like, "Oh my goodness, I know Waters." That song got to my head, was in heavy rotation on a previous station and in my car. And he said, "Well, this song is featuring First Aid Kit." And I'm like, I'm all ears. You know, First Aid Kit, a great Americana project from, are they from Sweden?
They are indeed, Stockholm.
Right. So the song Revolution, flash forward till now, it's been in heavy rotation on 88.5 FM. Personal question, I guess, for me, I really want to know, how did you bring First Aid Kit on board? Did you have a history with them, maybe playing some shows elsewhere?
Yeah, actually, it was pretty amazing. I've known them, the Soderbergh sisters, for almost 10 years now. Their first tour ever as First Aid Kit when they were teenagers was opening up for my old band before Waters, Port O'Brien, all throughout Europe. And after that, it was about a month long. After that, we, you know, kind of lost touch for many years just because of, you know, the Atlantic Ocean is quite large. And there was a lot of, you know, time and distance between us. And then just kind of randomly a couple years ago, I ran into them again at my friend's party, house party in Highland Park in LA where I live. And we just kind of hit it off again and became, in the period of like 6 months, became best friends, really. I mean, I count them as, you know, two of my absolute best friends in the world. And I sent them the record that I had been working on and kind of like hoping that they might want to sing on it, but trying to be careful. And they wrote back like immediately saying, "Oh my God, like Revolution, what the hell? Like, can we please make this a duet?" And I was like, "Yeah. That is fine with me." And so, yeah, they came into the studio in LA the next week, and we cut it together, and yeah, that's that.
And they're not always available to tour, so you've gotten some other friends from Los Angeles, like Greta Morgan from Springtime Carnivore, kind of singing those harmonies as well.
Yeah, yeah,
which
and
is
have,
very
tonight
cool.
Tonight I have Laura from the Minor Birds and Kira. So yeah, I'm so blessed to know so many great people in LA that can come and sing the harmonies and yeah, make it something special each night.
Again, the new record's called Countries. It's out January 19th. Does that have to do with the places that you've traveled? Born in California, you've spent some time in Alaska, in Norway. Could you speak a little bit on where you've been and what you've been doing?
Yeah, the title for the record is more... I came up with it in a way to kind of discuss my relationship, which had fallen apart previously, kind of led to the making of this record. And I just started thinking, I needed some context for my brain to process the relationship. And I started thinking of me and my former partner as like two autonomous countries with these weird artificial borders, and you're trying to maintain some sort of peaceful connection, and then all this terrible stuff happens, and you kind of have to somehow not go to war with each other. And so that's kind of where that came from. And then shortly after we made the record, the election happened and everything, the meanings kind of got heavier and deeper. But yeah, there is a lot of imagery on the record too about the different places that I've been over the past years and how that's informed my life, whether it's, you know, I spent a couple years living in Norway and a lot of roots in Alaska and the coast of California. So
what was another day job that you've had in the past that was not music related? Speaking of Alaska.
Yeah, that would be working on my dad's commercial salmon fishing boat up on Kodiak Island in Alaska. He just retired this last summer, but he had done it for 50 years, 50. I thought it was 49. I kept telling everyone that, and then he got pissed. I know. But he after he graduated high school in Northridge, he hitchhiked in 1968 all the way up to Kodiak Island and got a job on a fishing boat, and it changed his life. And he went up every single summer since then. And so when I became of age, actually a little before probably I should have, I started working on his boat full time in the summer for 4 months every year. And it's, yeah, pretty brutal, pretty terrible, but also incredible. The beauty and the being able to escape all technology, whether it's, you know, no internet or phone or anything like that. But yeah, it's definitely shaped who I am. I can't overstate it.
And creatively, I'm sure there's a bunch of stuff to write about as far as the beautiful landscape and all of the stuff that you've had to go through.
Absolutely, yeah. It provides this backdrop of time for your mind to be able to process things that sometimes I feel like when I'm just in the sea of everything kind of coming at me, I can't really get there. But when you're forced to just be on a boat with three dudes for weeks at a time with no shower or toilet, which we can talk about later.
Now you're probably in a van with a couple of friends of yours and traveling
shockingly similar, playing
different shows.
Yeah. It's shockingly similar. Yeah.
You've also said online, and I read that you're more proud of this collection of music than ever before.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but the Waters Project, was that more or less your pop sensibilities coming out, and this may be more of a Americana route?
Exactly, yeah. I think that I feel like all my previous records and my previous projects have all kind of been training wheels to get to where I am in a way. Port O'Brien was kind of relying on vibe and feeling, and Waters, I became really obsessed with pop structure and pop writing. And for this, I wanted to kind of combine those, but in a really natural way. You know, when I'm just in my bedroom at night, like Stone playing guitar, like these are the songs that naturally come to me. You know, I don't have to force anything. This feels exactly like who I am as an artist. And as cheesy and repetitive as it sounds, it really feels like I found my voice.
That's great. I imagine it's it's just a great feeling to come up with something in your head and kind of bring it to fruition. You know, so congratulations on that. We're looking forward to the new record. Again, Van William in studio here on the brand new 88.5 FM. The website, vanwilliammusic.com. If people want to pre-order the record, there's blue vinyl. There's a really cool Alaska postcard, which you've signed.
Yeah, so people, all kinds of special
people
treats.
Could get their hands on that. You have any musical heroes?
My number one is Neil Young. My dad introduced me to him at an early age, and he's just been with me throughout the years. I got to meet him and smoke a joint with him actually like 6 years ago.
Some bucket list type of
stuff. Yeah,
right,
it was
there.
Insane. We opened for his wife at the time, Peggy, and my dad actually flew down from Alaska early because I was like, you might get to meet Neil Young if you come. And we were like all hanging out after the show, and I was standing next to him, and I like saw him take a hit of the joint, and I was like, oh my God, he's going to pass me the joint. Oh my God, he's going to pass me the joint. And then he did, and I was just like, oh my God. So that was the best night of my life.
That's amazing. Again, we've been hearing some stuff off the Revolution EP for weeks, if not months now. We're looking forward to the full length. It's all very exciting for you, I imagine, with this amazing success so far.
Thank you so much.
In the music realm.
Thank you. And I just want to say too, I being an LA native and resident, not native, but a resident of LA, this station 88.5, I used to not be able to get it where I live, and now I can, and it's all I have on the car. And I'm not just saying that because I'm here, but what an incredible mix of music, from old stuff to new stuff, and it always turns me on in a way. So thanks for the station. Yeah.
We feel like the musicians love us. Yeah. People who definitely like music, they're definitely digging on what we're doing.
It's great.
Yeah, so we're happy to support you, and we'll be following you along in your future endeavors and everything. You want to bring up the band and get a little performance going?
Yeah. They may be lurking behind the curtain.
They probably are. We might have to go get them.
I see them.
Remove
I see
the
their
chairs
feet.
And figure out our next move. But again, Van William, thank you so much.
Thanks again for having me.
Got it.
This is my amazing band. This is Laura from the Mine of Birds. This is Kira over here. And Brian Andrew Marquette. All right. We're going to play, the first song we're going to play is called The Country, which is kind of the title track of Countries, but in singular form. All right.
I watch my love on one day, we talked on out of the things we'd find in the country. Smoke waiting on the pier where I saw the birds fly every year. They were angling for the country. I left the I saw it falling. I tried to make it right, but I was only a
I saw the flame burn out, you see nothing. Thanks. This is fun up here. This is cool. This next song is on the Revolution EP as a demo, and it's coming out in the full recording on the record. It's called Cosmic Sign.
Breath. Still a fool, reaching for a cosmic sign, something to make sense of this mess. I fell asleep against the window, dreaming about Alaska. To catch my breath. Still a fool, reaching for a cosmic sign, something to make sense of this mess. But I drink too much in Tucson, and I smoke too much in Denver. I slept beneath the northern lights, and I never felt better.
This next song is called 4th of July. It was the first song that I put out as Van William, and it's still one of my favorites to play. I usually play it on acoustic, but for some reason today I'm just feeling a little spicy.
So we're going to give this a whirl.
Everybody
Y'all feeling today? Yeah?
Same.
We leave for tour in like less than 2 weeks. We're going out with First Aid Kit for about 2 months all over the world. And yeah, it's been a little while since I've been on tour, and I'm just so excited to get out there. This next song is probably the most fun to play song I've ever played. It's called Before I Found You.
Do you want to be my friend? Shave my legs, cut my hair. Long grass waving in the wind. I get so strung out when everything just falls together. Rocks and feathers, rainy weather. Come and dig me up, cause I'm not dead. Took the blankets on my bed. Stoke that fire in my head. Can't help but think that maybe you're my baby. You can save me from the city. Come and take me to the country. We'll be right back.
So I broke a string.
Do you think I could like take 2 minutes to change a string? Is that okay? It feels important. It's kind of a crucial string. I don't know what to do in this time period right now.
Questions.
We'll do questions. Questions with the band.
Oh, no. I meant with the audience.
Well, I can't. Or you can ask them questions.
What's up with minor birds?
Oh. Well, thanks for asking. Thank you. I put out a new record called Be Here Now. It came out August 25th, and I'm actually doing a West Coast tour. And I know KCSN has been very supportive of it, so I am very, very grateful to you as well. Whereas a stage full of musicians who are very grateful to radio for supporting us. So yeah, I'm really excited. I don't know. I'm going on doing a little West Coast tour, ending in LA on the 26th, and at Moroccan Lounge. Yeah, great. I'll put you on the list. Just let me know. Just send me an email.
One string I don't have, that's fine. Let me just see how this is gonna work. It's gonna work, it's gonna be fine.
Might sound kinda cool.
Well, electric?
Electric?
Nah. Well.
You're among friends. If it's terrible, we can just re-record it with electric, right?
Let's just do electric. Fuck it. Oh, I don't know. It'll be a KCSN exclusive. There wasn't room for my spare in my Prius on the way down. So. That's my excuse. I blame the Prius. Yeah, actually, I like this idea. All right, this song's called Revolution.
Street. an act. You wanted retribution.
Thank you so much. My name is Van William. This is my amazing band. And thanks to 88.5 for having us. Hope to be back.